بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In this lesson we come to the saying والجنة حق والنار حق وَهُمَا مَخْلُوقَانِ لَا يَفْنَيَانِ أَبَدًا وَالْجَنَّةُ ثَوَابٌ لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ وَالنَّارُ عِقَابٌ لِأَهْلِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَالصِّرَاطُ حَقٌّ وَالْمِيزَانُ حَقٌّ وَالْمِيزَانُ الَّذِي لَهُ كَفَّتَانِ يُوزَنُ فِيهِ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ حَسَنُهَا وَسَيِّئُهَا حَقٌّ والحوض المكرم به نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله حق. So in this lesson, we're going to discuss the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah when it comes to Jannah and when it comes to Jahannam, نعوذ بالله, and also the Mizan and the Sirat and the Hawd. And all of these matters which are going to be discussed, they all relate to Al-Imanu Bil-Yawm Al-Akhir. So Al-Imanu Bil-Yawm Al-Akhir, having the correct belief and having the correct aqidah in the final day, it relates to death and everything which occurs after death. So the life in Al-Barzakh and the punishment of the grave, the questioning of the grave, the reward of the grave and the signs of the hour, and everything which will occur on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and Jannah, and Nar, and the descriptions of Paradise and the Fire, all of this comes under Al-Imanu Bil-Yawm Al-Akhir. So the author said, وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقٌّ وَالنَّارُ حَقٌّ وَهُمَا مَخْلُوقَانِ لَا يَفْنَيَانِ أَبَدًا. That the Jannah, it is true, it is real. وَالنَّارُ حَقٌّ, and the fire is also the truth, it is real. وَهُمَا مَخْلُوقَانِ, and both of them have been created. Meaning now, both Jannah and Jahannam, both of them have already been created. They already exist now in reality. لَا يَفْنَيَانِ أَبَدًا, and they will never cease to exist. وَالْجَنَّةُ ثَوَابٌ لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ, and Jannah, Allah has made it a reward for His awliya. وَالنَّارُ عِقَابٌ لِأَهْلِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, and the fire, Allah has made it a punishment for those people who disobey Him, except those whom Allah has mercy on, except those whom Allah has mercy on. So this is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah when it comes to Jannah wa Nar. That firstly, both of them, they are real. And it isn't something which is metaphorical. Rather, they are real. Secondly, they already have been created. Now, Jannah and Jahannam, in reality, it already exists. And thirdly, that they will never cease to exist. They will continue to exist. And he said that as for the fire, وَالنَّارُ عِقَابٌ لِأَهْلِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ, the fire, it is a punishment for those who disobey Him, except whom Allah has mercy upon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reward the believers with Jannah. However, when it comes to those people who sin, then they are of different levels. So those whom commit shirk and kufr, then they enter into Jahannam, na'udh billah. And those who die upon Islam and die upon Tawheed, but with sins and disobedience, then Allah has also made the fire as a punishment for them, but perhaps He will forgive them by His mercy, so they don't enter into it. And for this reason, we always say that the fire, or we say that the sinners are deserving of the fire. Not necessarily that they will enter into the fire. Allah made Jahannam for those who sin, sins of different types. So the highest level of sin is kufr and a shirk. And this person doesn't enter into Jannah, only enters into the fire and remains in it. Then the sins which are less than kufr and shirk, from the desires and the sinning and from disobedience and from innovations, All of this is under kufr and ashirk. These people, Allah has made the fire for them. They are deserving of entering into the fire, but perhaps they will be forgiven and therefore they do not enter into the fire, according to the different levels of the people. So when he said, وَالنَّارُ عِقَابٌ لِأَهْلِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ, that the fire is a punishment for those who disobey him, he said, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, except those whom Allah has mercy upon. Meaning from the Muslims who die upon Iman, however they had sins with them, but Allah chose to forgive them due to various reasons. Either due to the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the shafa'a of others, the righteous people, or due to the hardships that they went in this dunya and their sins were forgiven and expiated because of the hardships of this dunya, or because of the punishment which came in the grave and this therefore expiated their sins, or because of the virtue and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Jannah and the fire, both of them are real, haqq, and they have already been created, meaning they exist right now. Yes, they exist in the barzakh, which is a different reality, but they exist in reality. And there's many evidences for this. In many ayat in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Jannah, he said, "U'iddat lil-muttaqin," and it has been made and prepared for the people of At-Taqwa. The point is already made and prepared. And when Allah spoke about the fire, then he said, "U'iddat lil-kafirin," it has been made and prepared already for the people of the fire. These two verbs, this verb "u'iddat," it indicates that it happened in the past and it already exists. Also, the various ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was taken to al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, and he saw Jannah and he saw Jahannam and he saw groups of people being punished in Jahannam. Also, for example, the long hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, which describes the journey that a person takes after he dies, and how the two angels come and how they sit him up and they question him and so on and so forth. And in various narrations of the hadith, in some of them is he's shown his place in Jannah and he's shown his place in the fire, and this is why he's in the grave. And like in one of the wordings, and this wording is in Sunan Abi Dawud, أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ يُفْتَحُ لَهُ بَابٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, that when a believer is placed in his grave, then a door of Jannah is opened for him. SubhanAllah. And other ahadith similar to this. So all of these ahadith, they prove that Jannah is real, Jahannam is real, and both of them exist now. And they will never cease to exist. Both Jannah and Jahannam will never cease to exist. Why did the author mention this as part of his aqeedah, as part of the aqeedah of the Salaf? Because there were groups from the people of innovation, like the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, who we discussed previously, who deviated with regards to this belief. So some of them said that Jannah and Jahannam, both of them are non-existent. Right now, they do not exist. And this is what the Mu'tazila said. The reason why they said this is they said Jannah and Jahannam, the wisdom behind it is a reward or a punishment for the people for the good deeds and their bad deeds. And what's the point behind Allah already creating something when the recompense isn't taking place yet? If the reward and the punishment is taking place after Yawm Al-Qiyamah, then there's no point in Allah creating Jannah and Jahannam right now. And therefore they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't do anything which has no point behind it, which has no wisdom behind it. And therefore we don't accept that Jannah and Jahannam have already been created. And this argument of theirs, it is false. Because firstly, who said that right now people are not being rewarded in Jannah or Jahannam? Or more accurately, the souls of the people are in Jannah and Jahannam, like in some of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the souls of the believers, even when his body is in the grave, however, the souls of the believers are roaming in Jannah, and this has been established by a number of ahadith which are authentic. And as for the Jahmiyyah, Then they said that Jahannam, it will cease to exist. Meaning after a long time, after Allah has punished them, then Jahannam will stop, it will cease to exist, and only Jannah will remain. So this is what they said, and therefore the author mentioned rather both of them are real and they will remain forever. And with regards to the fire ceasing to exist, it's mentioned, some of the people they mentioned that this was the opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah. That they said, بِفَنَاءِ النَّارِ, that the fire, it will cease to exist. There will come a time when the fire will be destroyed. And as for Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, then he never said this. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, I've heard a number of scholars mention this, that in places he said this. And how this is accepted is that Jahannam and Jannah as well is not all one level. So Jannah is darajat, it is levels, and Jahannam is darakat, it is pits, different level of pits going down. So those who will enter into Jahannam will be some from the believers, and of course the kuffar and the mushrikun. And the believers who sinned, they died upon tawheed, but they had sins and disobedience and innovations, they will not be punished like the kuffar and the mushrikeen are punished, and the munafiqun are punished. So the munafiqun, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that the munafiqun, the people of nifaq, they will be in the lowest pit of Jahannam. And then others from the mushrikeen and the kuffar. The Muslims who died upon sins will be on in a lesser level or pit of Jahannam. So when, and of course we know that a Muslim who dies upon Tawheed, there will come a time when he's removed from the fire and he's placed in Jannah. So there will come a time when there will be no believer in Jahannam, only the people of Kufr and Shirk and Nifaq. So those narrations or statements that we find from Ibn al-Qayyim, for example, in which he mentions that Jahannam will cease to exist, he intends by this that the pits of Jahannam, which contains the believers who have now been purified and they have left, that is what will cease to exist. Because we find Ash-Shaykh Abdul Aziz al-Rajih rahimullah, he said, وَأَمَّا ابْنَ الْقَيِّمْ أَصْفَى ابْنَ الْقَيِّمْ فَالْأَقْرَبُ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ لَهُ قَوْلًا فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ, that the closest opinion is, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ, that he actually has two different statements on this issue. Some statements he's saying in certain parts of his books that the fire remains forever. And then there are other statements where he alludes to that the fire, it will cease to exist. How do we reconcile between both of them? That when he spoke about the fire ceasing to exist, he's referring to that part of the fire which the believers will enter into. And then they will be removed from it, and then only the lower pits is where the disbelievers and the munafiqun will exist. Wallahu a'lam. And the believers, meaning those Muslims who died upon Tawheed but they had sins with them, they will be punished or recompensed according to different levels. So there will be some whom Allah pardons, so they do not enter into the fire at all from His wisdom. And then there will be others who are deserving to go into the fire, but because of the intercession and the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other than him, then they will not enter into the fire. And there will be those amongst them who will enter into the fire, but then due to the shafa'ah of the righteous and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be removed from the fire. After entering into it, they will be removed. There will be those amongst them who are deserving of one of the lower pits of Jahannam, but they will be moved to a lesser pit of Jahannam. And like this, so there will be different levels according to the severity of their sins. And as for the one who was a Muslim but he murdered somebody, he killed somebody out of injustice, this person, there is an ayah in the Quran in which Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلُ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, whoever kills a believer on purpose, فَجَزَاءُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِي خَالِدًا فِيهَا, then his recompense is the fire, he will remain in it خَالِد. And this word خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا is used in Arabic in the Quran in some instances forever. That person will remain in it forever. But we know that
killing, al-qatl, it's only a major sin. It's a major sin. And so we don't say that somebody's a disbeliever because of a major sin. And the ulama have mentioned that this word, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلُ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا, it doesn't always mean eternally forever. It can also mean a very long time. So the word al-khulud or khalidina fiha, it has two meanings. One of the meanings is eternal, for eternity. And the other meaning is al-makth al-tawil, meaning a long residence in that place. And this is the punishment of those people who murdered others. So this is with regards to al-jannah wal-nar. وَالصِّرَاطُ حَقٌّ, and the sirat is also real. And the meaning of and on Yawm al-Qiyamah, before the entering into Jannah or Jahannam, there will be a bridge that people pass over. In fact, there will be two bridges. One of the bridge is called as-sirat, and the other bridge is called al-qantara. And these are two different bridges, and some of the ulama mentioned that they are joined to each other. So the sirat, then this is al-jisr al-mansub ala matni jahannam. This is the bridge which is over jahannam, na'udhu billah. This is the bridge which is over jahannam. And every single person will pass over it, from the believers and also the non-believers. And only the believers will be able to pass over it. And as for the disbelievers, then they will fall into it. So when the disbelievers have now gone and only the believers remain, then they will come to another bridge. And this bridge is called Al-Qantara. And Al-Qantara is the second bridge, which is between Jahannam and Jannah or before Jannah. Like this, it's very scholars mentioned. Between Jahannam or Jannah or before Jannah. The only people who will cross over the Qantara are now the believers. Why? Because the disbelievers are already fallen into Jahannam. And then over this bridge, people will drop according to their Tawheed and Ikhlas and their righteous actions and according to their sins. So there are those who will pass over it quickly towards Jannah. There are those who will be slower. There will be those who will fall down to be punished in Jahannam, and so on and so forth. And Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar, he said that as for the Qantara, it is Taraf al-Sirat. It is the edge of the sirat. So the sirat is the main bridge. Everybody passes over it. Then towards the edge of the sirat is another bridge called the qantara. And this is only for the believers to pass according to their various actions. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, of course, different events will take place. So the first of these events is al-hashr. Well, firstly, al-ba'th ba'd al-mawt, the resurrection after death. So, some people will have already died. The majority of mankind will already have died. There will be some people who remain living. And then the trumpet or the horn will be blown. And then everybody will die. And then a second trumpet or horn will be blown. And this is for the resurrection of all those who have died. And this is called Al-Ba'thu Ba'd Al-Mawt. Al-Ba'thu Ba'd Al-Mawt. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا. The people of disbelief, they claim that they will not be resurrected. This is the meaning of al-ba'th, to be sent or resurrected. Then after the ba'th, there is al-hashr. And the meaning of al-hashr is the coming together of everybody. And then being taken towards al-mahshar, then being taken towards the place of gathering. And then after that, there is al-hisab, the accountability. In which people will be given, the righteous people will be given the books or their scrolls and the records in the right hand, and the evil people will be given their scrolls in the left hand. So there is al-hisab al-jaza. There is the accountability between the people in terms of their sins. And then after this is al-hawd, and we're going to come to it, the lake which will be upon the earth. And then after the hawd is al-mizan. And we're going to discuss it. And the mizan are the scales of justice. And after al-mizan is as-sirat. And as-sirat, as we mentioned, will be placed over Jahannam, na'udhu billah. And people will pass over it according to different speeds. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Minhum man yamuru kal bariq," that some of them will pass over it like lightning, quickly. And others like the wind, a little bit slow but still quickly. And others like a bird, and others like a horse, meaning in different speeds according to their actions. And then after that will be the qantara, and then after that they're entering into Jannah. So the point is that the sirat, it is real and it is true. The sirat will be for all of mankind, and as for the qantara, then it will only be for the believers to pass over according to their various sins. And Allah said in the Quran, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا, that there's nobody amongst you except that he will be brought to it. I brought to pass over it. Some of the Sahaba of the tafsir, they said, i.e. the sirat. This ayat refers to as-sirat. And then after this, وَالْمِيزَانُ الَّذِي لَهُ كَفَّتَانِ. And also Ahlul Sunnah, they believe in the scales of justice, which has kaffatani, which has two plates. It has two plates. And these two plates, what will they weigh? يُوزَنُ فِيهِ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ حَسَنُهَا وَسَيِّئُهَا. The deeds or the actions of the people will be weighed upon these two plates of the scale. One scale and two plates. The good deeds and the bad deeds. So the one whose good deeds outweigh the bad deeds, then for him will be the good, easy life. And the one whose bad deeds greatly outweigh the good deeds, then for him will be the punishment. And this is, as is mentioned, Surah Al-Qari'ah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. The one whose scales, the ones whose scales, meaning of goodness, becomes heavy, and therefore outweighs the bad, then for him is عِيشَةٌ رَاضِيَةٌ, a pleasing life. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And as for the one whose scales are light, mean the scales of good deeds, so his bad deeds outweigh his good deeds, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, then he's taken towards the fire and the rest of the ayah. And not only from our aqidah, not only are the actions weighed, but the people themselves will also be weighed. So we believe that actions will be weighed, the good and the bad actions, and people, they themselves will be weighed as well. And this is taken from a number of narrations, like the famous narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And he was somebody who had very skinny shins, so much so that one day when he climbed a tree, some of the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah, they laughed at him. And when the Prophet asked, "Why are you laughing?" they said, "Because of how skinny the shins of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu are." And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadih," by the one in whose hand is my soul, لَهُمَا أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدٍ. That on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when they are weighed on the scales, then they will be heavier than Uhud, because of the righteous deeds which he had. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي الرَّجُلْ الْعَظِيمَ السَّمِينَ. That there will come a man who will be great and big on Yawm al-Qiyamah, لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوذَةٍ. And he will not weigh in front of Allah, meaning on the scales, even the weight of the wing of a fly, because of the lack of the good deeds which he had. So we believe that these scales, they are real, and they will have two plates. The actions of the people will be weighed on these two plates, and the people themselves will also be weighed on these two, on the two plates. Then the ulama differed, that will it be one mizan, one scale, and everybody will be weighed upon this one scale, or will each person have an individual scale? And in reality, this doesn't affect our aqidah. So although we say that there's a slight difference of opinion amongst the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, but the main point of the aqidah is that they affirm the mizan. So we don't say that the sahaba or the salaf, they used to differ in al-aqidah. The main part of the aqidah is what? That they affirm the mizan, and they are real, and the people and the actions will be weighed. After that, subsidiary matter of, is it one scale or each person has a scale? This is where there is some ikhtilaf. And Allah said in the Quran, وَنَضَعُ al-mawazin al-qist liyawm al-qiyamah, that we will send down or will place the scales of justice. Mawazin, it is plural, wallahu a'lam. As for the people of innovation and the deviant sects, the old sects, then from amongst them the Mu'tazila, they said that the Sirat and the Mizan, the path over Jahannam, and the scales, they are not hissi, they are not real. This is just something which is metaphorical for accountability. So there is no scale, it's just accountability. Why does Allah require a scale? And these are the type of arguments which they use. So they said that al-mizan, scales, it actually means al-adl, it actually means justice. So when Allah said that we will weigh the people upon the scales, meaning we'll weigh them with justice. And the Quran and the Hadith were both revealed in Arabic. And had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended al-adl, then he would have said al-adl. Rather, he said al-mizan. And had the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended al-adl, justice, he would have said al-adl wal-insaf. But he said al-mizan. And then what is the point of saying that the mizan has two plates? Kaffatan. So how can we say that justice has two plates? And we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala astaqu qila, that He is the most truthful in His speech. Wa ahsanu haditha, and He is the most eloquent in His speech. So had He intended justice instead of mizan, then He would have mentioned the word justice. And then we come to finally wal hawd al mukram bihi an nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haq. And also al hawd, it is the truth, it is real, and this is something which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be honored with. And again, there are two sources of water or drinking on Yawm al-Qiyamah. There is Al-Kawthar and there is Al-Hawd. So we have two bridges, Al-Sirat wal-Qantara, and we have two sources of water, Al-Hawd wal-Kawthar. And sometimes there is a confusion between these. Al-Sirat wal-Qantara we mentioned. Al-Sirat is over Jahannam, and everybody passes over it. Al-Qantara is after Jahannam, after all of the disbelievers have fallen, then the Qantara comes only for the believers. The Hawd and the Kawthar, the Hawd is the pond or the lake or the fountain which will be upon this earth on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Kawthar, inna a'atayna kal-Kawthar, is the spring or the lake which will be in Jannah. And this is the difference between them, that the Kawthar is in Jannah, and the Hawd, it is upon the earth just before the entering into Jannah. Also, the Kawthar is bigger than the Hawd. And secondly, water will be channeled from the Kawthar to the Hawd, as is established in some of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. That water will be channeled from the Kawthar in Jannah to the earth in the Hawd. And the Prophet ﷺ, he described the Hawd in a hadith. He said that its length is the distance of a month. Meaning if a person was to travel and journey a month, this is how long it will take from one end to the other end of the Hawd. And also its width is similarly a month. And as for the utensils from which people will use to drink, then it is adadu nujum as-sama, it is through the number of the stars in the sky. Wa ma'uhu ashaddu biyadin min al-laban, and its water will be more white than milk. Wa ahla min al-asal, and more sweeter than honey. Wa abradu min al-thalj, and more cooling than snow. Wa atyabu rihan min al-misk, and more fragrant than al-misk. Man shariba minhu shurbah lam yadhma ba'daha abada. Whoever takes a single gulp, a single drink from the Hawd, then he will not feel thirsty again. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will precede his ummah in going to the Hawd. So he will be the first to go to the Hawd. And he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ana faratukum ala al-Hawd, that I am the one who will precede you and come first to the Hawd. Also,
one of the reasons that we say that the Hawd comes first and then the Kawthar is afterwards is because the Hawd, it is appropriate for the Akhirah, meaning when the people will be raised and then the sun will be brought very near, then people will be upon severe thirst, and therefore the Hawd will be channeled so people can quench their thirst, either people of Al-Iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how everybody who claims Islam and claims to be a Muslim will run towards the Hawd, but some of them will be prevented from drinking from the Hawd. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yaridanna alayya aqwamun a'rifuhum wa ya'rifuni, that people will come to me, I will know them and they will know me. Thumma yuhalu bayni wa baynahum, and then they'll be prevented from me. There'll be something, a barrier between them and between me. فَأَقُولُ أَصْحَابِي أَصْحَابِي, so I will say my ashab, my companions. And then it will be said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ, you do not know that which they did after you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, سُحْقًا لِمَنْ غَيَّرَ بَعْدِي, that be distant, سُحْقًا أي بُعْدًا, be far away those who changed it after me. Who does this refer to? It doesn't refer to the Sahaba alayhim radhiyallahu, because we know that Allah has praised them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an ulaika hizbullah ala inna hizbullah humul muflihun. It relates to either the A'rab, and the A'rab, they were those Bedouins who were on the fringes of the Islamic society, and just before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, da'wah was given to them and they accepted Islam in that which was apparent, but then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. And so this Islam, it didn't become firm upon their hearts, and then they apostatized after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's known and famous. Harub al-Ridda, the wars which took place after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. The first instance of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu being the Khalifa. Harub al-Ridda, the wars of apostasy took place due to two reasons. Firstly, because there were people who were preventing giving zakah. So they said that zakah, we only need to give at the time of the Prophet. We're not going to give a single dirham in zakah now. And then there were a second group of people, and they are those who apostatized, meaning they left Islam. And they left Islam because some of them were upon nifaq in the first place. But whilst the Prophet was alive, they couldn't show this nifaq. They couldn't show this hypocrisy. When he died, then they started showing their hypocrisy. So amongst them are those who started claiming prophethood. As soon as the Prophet ﷺ passed away, then some others arose claiming that they are the new Prophet. And like this. So these people, regarding whom the Prophet will say, suhqan, suhqan, be far away, be far away. They are those A'rab, those Bedouins from the fringes of the Islamic society who accepted Islam in that which was apparent. But as soon as the Prophet passed away, then some of them started claiming prophethood, others started going back on their religion, and then the Harub al-Ridda, they took place. And others mention that it refers to the people of innovation, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma ahdathu ghayyaru ba'di," that they changed it after me, they changed the religion after me, wallahu a'lam. So this is, in summary, the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah when it comes to Al-Imanu bil-Yawm al-Akhir. With regards to Al-Jannah, it is real, Haq wal-Jannah to Haq, it is real, and it has already been created. وَالنَّارُ حَقْ, and the fire is real, and it has already been created. لَا يَفْنَيَانِ, and both of them will not cease to exist, meaning they will continue to exist forever. And then also the Sirat, and of course we mentioned the Qantara, and the Mizan, either scales of justice, and the Hawd, and we also mentioned Al-Kawthar, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. And then in the next lesson we'll go through the Shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the belief of Ahl Sunnah with regards to the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.